在山上。
Many of our people in church are in the retreat.
参加这个教会一年一度的退休会。
They're over in Prescott for the annual retreat.
那么温度比这边低十五度。
The temperature is 15 degrees lower up there.
他们享受我们的气温，我们在这边享受我们的热情。
So they enjoy the cooler temperature. We enjoy the hotness here.
我想先欢迎一下我们今天来的新来宾们。
I want to welcome those who are with us for the first time.
假如你是第一次来到奉城华人基督教会的话，可不可以请你站起来好吗
？If you're here to this church for the first time, please stand up.
我们在后面看到有两这边也有两位，非常三位
，We welcome you.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们通常会很热诚地招待你们午餐。
Usually we provide lunch for you.
但是今天我们因为大部分的会众在山上，所以请你们拿一个 rain check.
But since we don't have it today, please accept a rain check for next week.
在这时候我们也请各位看一下我们的报告事项。
Let's look at the bulletin.
今天是国殇节，所以我们也要特别纪念那些为了我们国家的自由而牺牲生命的那些的军人们。
So since this is Memorial Weekend, we want to remember the veterans who gave their lives for this country.
我们待会儿特别会求神纪念他们的家人。
We want to pray for their families.
第二部分第二个报告就是我们的等候许久的中文部牧师孙远忠传道将在6月1号开始正式在教会头服事。
So the Chinese pastor we've been waiting for, Pastor Sun, he'll be starting in June 1st.
所以我们带着一个欢喜的心等候他们全家的来到。
So we're all very joyful for them to be coming to us.
假如你是孩子们有幼儿儿童的家长们，请你特别注意一下第五项的事项跟第六项的事项。
If you have children, please take a careful look at items number 5 and 6 in the bulletin board.
我们夏季的升班将会在6月5号下个礼拜天开始。
So the next Sunday school will start next week.
请家长们上网站去登记你们的孩子。
Please, parents, go online to register your children for Children's Sunday School.
假如孩子们要参加儿童圣经营的话，也请上网去报名。
And also to sign up for the Children's VBS in June.
那假如你的孩子已经到青少年的话，请你特别注意第八项。
If your children are in the youth, please look at bulletin number 8.
青少年夏令营也已经在报名，请上网去报名。
There's also a retreat for the youth. If you want to register your youth, please do it online.
对于华语部的会众有负担在辅导关怀上面事工参与服事的，请你特别注意第十项。
If you're in the Chinese congregation, you have a burden for caring and to caring for other people. Please look at this bulletin.
将有一个 training 一个培训在6月25号的礼拜六的早上举行，请你向周志华执事报名。
Okay, it will be a training for caring coworkers on June 25th, Saturday morning. Please sign up.
接下来我们
with Deacon
周。我们在夏天是非常多短宣的一个季节。
Summer is a very busy season for mission teams from our church.
在这里有四队的短宣队分别在夏天将要出去短宣。
There are 4 separate teams that are going this summer.
包括印尼的短宣。
Including Indonesia.
陕西的短宣。
山西 China.
那台湾有两队的短宣。
There are 2 teams going to Taiwan.
他们都需要各位弟兄姐妹的祷告支持。
And they all need a prayer support from you.
假如你们愿意在奉献当中来支持他们事工的话，请各位特别留意你们所奉献的支票要注明是哪一个短宣队。
If you want to offer financial support, remember to write down which team it's for in your check.
那最后一项在十五项，特别是请啊参与东区分堂的会众啊留意这个非常重要的改变。
Okay, bulletin number 15 is for those of you who are in the East Church plant. Very important announcement.
因为原来聚会的场地啊，这个 Stanton Elementary School， 他们要有七个礼拜的装修，所以场地全部会不能够使用。
So for 7 weeks in the summer, since the place we're meeting, Santan High School, is going through repairs, so we can't use that place for 7 weeks.
但是感谢神，我们预备了 Paul Ranch Elementary School 来聚会。
Well, I thank God, God provided Paul Ranch Elementary School where we can meet.
所以从下个礼拜五六月三号开始啊，联合小组聚会跟主日崇拜都会在 Paul Ranch Elementary School.
So starting on June 3rd, Friday, we'll be meeting at this Paul Ranch Elementary School instead of Santan High School.
所以我们有很多的报告事项，请各位留意来阅读。
So please read the announcements.
好，让我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们知道你是全地的主宰。
We know that you're sovereign overall.
你兴起国家，你也使国家消亡。
You raise nations and you lower them.
所有的权柄都在你的手中。
Everything is under your control.
我们在这时刻特别感谢你赐福这个美国这个国家。
We want to thank you for blessing this United States of America.
我们在这里享受极大的自由跟平安。
We enjoy safety and freedom.
但是在这当中，我们知道是你透过许许多多热爱这个国家的军人付上他们的生命而得着。
But we know that we live in safety because of the sacrifice and lives of many of the veterans.
他们将他们的生命舍去。
They sacrifice their lives.
为了使这个国家以及当中的百姓能够得着自由。
So that there will be freedom for citizens of this country.
我们在明天将要来纪念这个军人为国家牺牲的节日。
So tomorrow is a day to remember the veterans.
我们求主特别的来纪念他们的家人跟子子孙孙。
We pray that we pray for their families, immediate families.
求主特别的保守也供应他们的需要。
Please provide their families' needs.
让我们这一群在这里享受的国民们
As we enjoy the freedom here,
也让我们珍惜我们所拥有的自由
Let us cherish the freedom that we have,
也能够支持这些的军人
and to support these veterans.
我们求主特别的保守这个国家
May the, Lord please protect this country.
我们在这时候也把我们的教会也交在你的手中
We give our church before you.
愿主施恩在我们身上。
May you give us grace.
在这逐日当中，我们在山上有退休的一个聚会。
We have a retreat up in Prescott.
我们求主赐福在山上所有一切的聚会。
May you bless all the gatherings up there.
也赐福我们在这里的逐日崇拜。
And also bless the worship time we have here.
让我们的心能够被你所得着。
That our hearts will be yearned towards you.
让我们能够真正的被你所触摸。
That will be touched by you.
我们在这里也特别为我们教会的许多事工来祷告。
We pray for all the ministries in our church.
特别是儿童事工，求主特别的纪念。
And especially the children's ministry.
纪念那些因着爱心来服侍这些孩子们的童工们。
And you bless all the co-workers who've given their time for the children.
我们需要许多的老师。
We need many teachers,
特别是弟兄的老师
especially brothers.
求主感动我们当中的弟兄们
May you touch the brothers' hearts,
愿意来参与这个非常宝贵的事工
willing to participate in this precious ministry.
我们在这里也特别把我们教会在暑假许许多多的短宣队交你的手中
We also place all our short-term mission teams before you.
已经在印尼宣教短宣队求主保守他们
May you protect the Indonesia team who is already there.
求主使用他们
May you use them,
让福音能够传开
Let the gospel be spread.
我们也为接下来的陕西台湾的短宣队也同样交在你的手里。
We also give the Shanxi and the Taiwan short-term mission teams before you.
求主供应我们的需要。
You provide all our needs.
也使用每一个短宣队的队员。
And use every member of the teams.
也借着会众的祷告跟金钱的支持。
And through the financial and prayer support of the congregation.
好让我们教会以一个团队来进行这个宣教的事工。
That we actually all participate in the missions work together.
我们在这里也求主纪念东区分堂跟学生中心各样的事工。
And may the Lord remember our east campus plant and also the student ministry in college.
我们都有许多的挑战跟需要。
There are many challenges and needs.
求主供应我们。
May you provide for us.
我们也把软弱肢体同样也交你的手中。
For those brothers and sisters in sickness and in health need.
我们在这里特别为我们所亲爱的林海琴姐妹来祷告。
We also pray for Sister Hai Qin.
她因着不能够晚上睡觉，以至于精神非常的疲倦。
Due to not being able to sleep, she's very, very exhausted.
求主借着她在中国的这个疗养，能够重新的得力。
May she find rest in China so she can regain her strength.
我们也为我们所亲爱的陈伯弟兄来祷告。
Also pray for brother 陈伯。
因着他各样的压力，使他精神也非常软弱。
Because all kinds of pressure, he's very mentally, emotionally exhausted.
求主特别使他能够安心的养病。
May he find rest in you.
重新的恢复他的健康。
And to recover his health.
我们同样也把我们当中的肢体 Ann and Judy Cho 这个家庭也求主安慰他们。
We also please give comfort to the Ann and Ann Cho family.
他们失去他们的父亲。
They lost their father.
在新加坡正在奔丧。
And going to Singapore right now.
求主特别安慰他们。
May your comfort be with them.
我们都需要神你自己恩典的复辟。
We need your grace, Lord.
求主保守我们的心。
May you protect our hearts.
当我们要打开你话语的时候，也求圣灵感动我们。
As we open your word, may your spirit touch us.
让我们讲的听的都同样得着造就。
For those who speak, those who listen, we all receive from you.
这样祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们所要讲的题目是世界不配有的人。
Today's topic is men of whom the world is not worthy.
这是我们使徒行传系列的最后一讲。
This is the last series on the book of Acts.
有一个故事提到在十九世纪发生在欧洲的一件事情发生在非洲的一件事情。
There's a story in the 19th century about a story that happened in Africa.
在那时候许许多多欧洲的国家在非洲瓜分土地。
Africa was split by all the colonial powers in Europe.
有一个英国的军官被派驻在非洲内陆非常偏僻的部落里头。
It was a British military officer who was sent to a very inland area of Africa.
有一天他朋友长途跋涉从英国去探望他。
One day one of his friends went all the way from England to visit him in Africa.
他非常惊讶看到他的朋友居然在众多的土族面前。
He was astonished to see that his friend in front of all the natives.
不止穿戴非常这华丽的英国军官的这个服饰。
He wore like this his full military red uniform.
而且在他简陋的餐桌上面摆了整整齐齐非常高贵的餐具。
And you put the full silverware in front of a very simple table.
然后一板一眼的，十足英国绅士般的在那边用餐。
And he was having dinner like an English gentleman.
朋友就问他说
，His friend asked him,
你为什么在这个蛮荒之地， 如此盛装的用餐呢？
Why do you do this kind of a formal dinner in this place like this?
他解释说，
He explained,
每一个周日，
Every Sunday,
我都强迫自己如此的穿戴然后用餐。
I forced myself to wear this and to use the formal silverware.
目的就是要提醒我是一个英国啊大英帝国的军官。
Reminds me that I'm a citizen of the British Empire.
使我在这蛮荒之地，在这些土族的面前，表现出我英国人独特的气质。
So in front of these natives, I can show them that I am a British citizen.
免得我成为这些未开化的土族。
So that I will not be like them.
这个英国军官所做的事情。
So what this English military officer did.
对我们基督徒来说，真是一个极大的提醒。
So it's a good reminder for us Christians.
提醒我们是否在世人的面前。
Remind us that as we're in front of the world.
是表现出我们是属乎耶稣基督的门徒呢？
Oh, do we belong to Jesus?
还是跟其他不敬虔的世人一样呢？
Or we like people of the world?
弟兄姐妹，我们需要被提醒。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded.
Well, this needs to be reminded. Okay. 提醒我们基督徒是天上的国民。
Remind us that we're citizens of heaven.
暂时的居住在这个世界。
We temporarily live in this world.
而天上的家乡才是我们永恒的居所。
But heaven is our permanent dwelling.
我们在世上乃是永生神的见证人。
We're here to be testimony to the world.
是耶稣基督的使者。
We're ambassadors for Christ.
我们表现出来生活是认同这个世界不认识神的人呢？
Are we going to be act like the people of this world?
还是活出天上国民的样式呢？
Oh, do we live out as citizens of heaven?
以至于我们可以来影响周遭世界上的人呢？
Can we influence the people around us for heaven?
我们今天的信息题目是世界不配有的人。
So our topic today is the world is not worthy of us.
我们将借着保罗和希拉在使徒行传十六章所记载的那些的榜样。
So we want to look at example of Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16.
来学习活出像他们一样的生命。
So we could live out their life.
也就是世界不配有的人的生命。
That a life that's not worthy of this world.
那我们先来读使徒行传16章16到18节。
So let's read Acts chapter 16 verse 16 through 18.
找到以后我们一起来念一下。
After we find, let's read it together.
我想 Jimmy 你就 go ahead、
okay.
用英文好我们节省一点时间
I'll start with English first. It happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune telling. Following after Paul and us, she kept crying out, saying, These men are bond servants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation. She continued doing this for many days.But Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out at that very moment.
Okay, 我们就先停在这里。在这段经文当中，我们首先要学习的生命的特质，那就是即使是平凡，仍然是非凡。
So the lesson from this three verses is that even though things are ordinary, it's actually extraordinary.
这段经文的背景是使徒保罗和希拉他们一行的人照着圣灵的带领来到这个地方。
So Paul and Silas, led by the Holy Spirit, came to this place.
他们来到欧洲的第一站，也就是腓立比。
So they went to the first city in Europe, which was Philippi.
由于当地没有犹太人的会堂。
Because there was no,
synagogue.
No synagogue in the city.
他们就在当地人聚集祷告的地方来向人传福音。
Then they went to a place where people prayed to spread the gospel.
那他们就引领了吕底亚一家的人信了主。
So they led Lydia and her family to God.
保罗和希拉接着几天就在同一个祷告的地方继续的向人传福音。
So they continue to spread the gospel to other people in the city.
接着就发生了底下的事情。
And then this event happened.
保罗靠着耶稣的名赶出那使女身上的鬼。
So Paul in the name of Jesus drove out the demon from this girl.
原来当地有一个被鬼附身的使女。
So this slave girl actually was had a demon in her.
他的主人就利用他身上的法术来赚钱。
So the owners of the slave girl used her fortune telling to make a lot of money.
那当保罗和同工向人传福音的时候
，So when Paul and Silas are spreading the gospel to other people,
这个使女就到处跟随他们，骚扰他们。
So this slave girl kept harassing them.
然后用极尖锐这种鬼叫声向人喊着说。
She screamed and shouted.
他们是至高神的仆人。
They're the servants of the Most High.
对你们传说那救人的道理。
To proclaim salvation.
保罗看出这使女是被邪灵附身。
Paul saw that she was possessed by a demon.
他那种的喊叫骚扰了福音的工作。
And she was making it hard to do the gospel.
是出于撒旦的攻击。
It's a spiritual attack.
意图使周遭的人是非不明。
So they confuse the people around them.
正邪不分。
They can't tell what's good or bad.
所以保罗就奉耶稣的名赶出他身上的鬼。
So Paul drove out a demon in the name of Jesus.
从外貌来看
，from the exterior，
保罗和希拉。就像一般人一样，是一个平凡人。
Paul and Silas are just people like us.
但是他们却能够行出那非凡的事情。
But they could do miraculous things.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为圣灵的同在，使我们拥有属灵的智慧。
Because the Holy Spirit gives us wisdom.
我们仔细来想一想。
Let us think carefully.
这个被鬼附的使女。
The girl who is possessed by a demon.
在当地想必已经被许多人所接受。
She was accepted by many people around.
甚至成为人们占卜求卦、算命改运的大仙。
She's probably very famous for fortune telling.
以至于使控制她的主人可以从她身上取得大笔的财富。
So her masters could make a lot of money from her.
虽然众人对这个使女身上的法术趋之若鹜啊，非常的喜欢她的身上的法术。
Oh, so the people like what she could do.
但是保罗却能够看出其中的弊端和诡诈。
But Paul saw through what she was doing.
保罗洞察力 discernment 不是出于自身的聪明。
So Paul's discernment wasn't from his own wisdom,
乃是圣灵所给的智慧
but from the wisdom of the Holy Spirit.
因为只有神的灵能够知道属灵的事情
Only the Holy Spirit can know things of the Spirit.
因着圣灵的智慧，所以保罗能够剖析这些的事情
So Paul could see through all these things.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟保罗一样是平凡的人
So brother and sister, we're just like Paul.
但是因着哥林多前书第二章十二节的这个应许
But from the promise of 1 Corinthians 2:12
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵乃是从神来领叫我们能够知道神开恩赐给我们的事
What we have received is not the spirit of the world but the spirit who is from God so that we may understand what God has freely given us.
我们有非凡的智慧，这智慧是从住在我们里头的圣灵而来。
We have an uncommon wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit.
叫我们能够知道神要我们知道的事情。
So that we can know what God wants us to know.
好使我们能够通达实务，不随从世俗的潮流而去。
So we don't follow the world, but we have wisdom to follow God.
我们看看现今的时代。
Let's look at the world now.
是何等的混乱。
It's a lot of confusion.
今天你要用厕所，你都要考虑一下。
If you want to use a bathroom, you have to think.
到底你是男还是女
？Whether you're male or female.
或是你今天觉得你是男，还是觉得你是女
？Or today you feel like you're male or female.
那婚姻的制度也被重新的定义。
And the marriage has been redefined.
道德败坏，世风日下。
And the morality, decay in morality.
从外貌来看，你跟我不过都是平凡人。
From exterior, we look like regular people.
但是当世界上的人，他们在迷茫当中追求这些虚妄的事情。
But as the worldly people seek after worldly lusts,
我们却能够拥有圣灵所赐非凡的智慧。
But we have wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
能够了解圣经当中的真理。
Could understand the truth from the Bible.
能够分辨是非。
Could understand what's right and wrong.
不至于人云亦云。
So we won't follow the world.
反倒能够持守追求那永恒的真理跟永恒价值的事情。
We can hold on to what's true and do what's of eternal value.
使我们能够得着美好的家庭、夫妻。
So we have good relationship within the family, within marriage, with our children.
工作。
In our jobs.
人际的关系。
And interpersonal relationships.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们多多的阅读神的话语。
Let us read God's word.
默想神的话语。
To meditate on His word.
遵行圣经里头的教导。
To follow the teaching from
the Bible. 常常领受圣灵在我们心中的感动和带领。
To receive and to follow the Holy Spirit.
我鼓励大家在这个混乱的世界当中。
So I encourage everyone in this world nowadays.
用一个非常简单的指标来支取属灵的智慧。
To receive the spiritual wisdom.
这个指标是什么呢？
What's the goal?
那就是我们所追求的事情。
The things that we pursue.
不论是爱情也好。
Whether in love.
或者是我们要不要换工作也好。
Or to change a job.
要不要买或卖我们的房子、车子也好。
Or to buy and sell our house or cars.
或是安排我们子女的学习各样的事情也好。
And to things for our children to learn.
若是这些事物使我们更加亲近主、爱主的话，我们就去做。
If these things make us our relationship closer with God, we should do it.
若是这些事物使我们更加远离神，更加被其中的事情所捆绑的话，我们就不要去做。
If these things cause us to leave God or get further away from God, we should not do it.
让我们常常用这个非常简单的指标 measurement 来决定我们要做什么样的事情。
Let us use this very simple measurement to determine what we should do.
但愿我们常常使用圣灵所赐给我们这非凡的智慧。
So let us use the wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit.
其次，保罗和希拉他们能够行非凡的事情。
That Paul and Silas can do these extraordinary things.
因为祷告的权柄使我们拥有属灵的能力。
Because the prayer causes us to have this spiritual power.
经文当中我们看见保罗不只是明辨使女所行的法术是出于邪灵。
Paul knew that the fortune telling came from a demon.
他也有非凡的能力能够胜过其背后的邪恶势力。
But he could also overcome the power that's behind his fortune telling.
赶出他身上的鬼。
To drive out the demon that's in the girl.
保罗赶鬼。
Paul drove out the demons.
不是拿着十字架。
He didn't use the cross.
不是拿着圣经。
He didn't use the Bible.
不是洒圣水。
He didn't sprinkle water on her.
不是很大力的推倒。
She didn't push the girl.
他乃是在祷告当中。
In prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名赶出使女身上的鬼。
In the name of Jesus, he commanded the spirit to come out of her.
这个能力是出于祷告的权柄。
This power comes from prayer.
保罗抓住耶稣在约翰福音书十四章十三节所讲经文当中的应许。
So Paul, hold on to the John chapter 14 verse 13.
你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就叫父因儿子得荣耀。
And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
在这里我们看见主的应许是这样。
So we see God's promise in here.
父神垂听我们奉耶稣基督的名的祷告。
So whatever we ask in the Son's name, the Father will listen to us.
第二个耶稣会成就我们顺从他意思的祷告。
And whatever we do according to the Christ's will, He will listen to us.
第三个就是耶稣会因我们的祷告，然后来荣耀父神。
So through our prayer, we will glorify God.
主的应许不只是给保罗而已。
So God's promise is not only for Paul.
也是给你跟我。
It's for you and I also.
给每一个信徒。
For every believer.
借着我们顺服神旨意的祷告，成就事情。
Through our submission to the Lord, this could be done.
让我们能够领受非凡的属灵能力。
So we have extraordinary powers through prayer.
胜过生活和服事当中的困难和挑战。
To overcome the challenges and hardships in the ministry.
我们教会在1999年开始推动教堂搬迁的施工。
We started a church plan in 1999.
要从 McClintock 那个老教堂搬到现今这个教堂。
To move from our original site in McClintock to here.
在那个时候，1999年，由于构堂的意向传递的不够清楚。
Because we didn't give the vision clearly to the congregation.
与会众的沟通不够周全。
And not enough communication to the congregation.
导致遭遇极大的困难。
We encounter many difficulties.
在当时有不少会众没有办法接受这种迁堂的方案。
Many of the congregation did not accept our to come to this site.
当时候的建堂委员会就决定搁置这个议案。
And the committee actually set the plan aside.
重新回到神的面前去祷告。
To come back before God to pray.
当同工们这样谦卑地寻求神的时候
，When the co-workers see God humbly,
圣灵就赐下智慧跟能力
，The Holy Spirit gave wisdom and power,
使同工们有能力重新地传递这个意向
，So the co-workers to renew and restart this,
有能力重新地进行沟通
，To resume communication with the congregation,
有能力逐渐地消除会众心中的疑问。
And to answer the questions the congregation had,
和负面的看法
and also the negative thoughts about it.
三年之后，终于在2001年购买了现今这个教堂。
Three years later, we bought the church here.
扩展了教会的事工
to expand the church.
从当时候454人的会众，增加到今天1000人的会众。
So we increased from about 450 to about 1,000 in the congregation.
在这个过程当中
In this process,
教会见证了合一
we show unity,
会众得着造就
and the congregation was filled up,
神得着荣耀
and God was glorified.
没有错我们是一群平凡的人
we're just ordinary people,
但是靠着主我们能够行非凡的事情
but through the Lord could do extraordinary things,
为的是使神得着荣耀
so that God may be glorified.
所以弟兄姐妹让我们常常的祷告
so let us pray often,
向神支取能力
to receive power from God,
来面对各样的挑战跟困难
to face all difficulties and challenges.
我们是平凡的人
we're ordinary people.
但是神要我们做非凡的事情
but God wants us to do extraordinary things.
因为我们不是属这个世界
Because we don't belong to this world.
我们是天上的国民
We are citizens of heaven.
我们所服侍的神是一位非凡的神
Our God is an extraordinary God.
接下来我们要读的经文是19节到26节
So let us read verses Acts 16 verse 19 through 26.
我们同样也请江志明弟兄用英文念一下
So we'll read it in English out loud. Congregation read it in Chinese. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. And when they had brought them to the chief magistrates, they said, These men are throwing our city into confusion, being Jews, and are proclaiming customs which it is not lawful for us to accept or to observe, being Romans. The crowd rose up together against them, and the chief magistrate tore their robes off them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. When they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison house was shaken, And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were unfastened.
在这段经文当中，我们要学习第二个生命的特质，是即使陷于苦难，仍然可以赞美。
So the second lesson we want to learn is, even though there's difficulties, hardships, we can still praise God.
世界上的人的观念是这样。
The worldly view is like this.
遇到苦难的人。
Those who encounter hardships.
就是倒霉的人。
They have bad luck.
就是受了神的咒诅的人。
They were cursed by God.
但是我们信主人却不这样来看。
But as believers, we don't think this way.
在经文当中我们看见。
In the passage here, we see that.
保罗希拉虽然遇到苦难在监狱头，他们还是祷告唱诗赞美神。
Even though they were put in jail and beaten, they were still praying and praising God.
当保罗赶出使女身上诡异的以后。
After Paul drove out the demon from the slave girl.
使女的主人看见赚钱的机器被毁了。
The master of the slave girl knew that their revenue was gone.
他们就愤怒地抓住保罗希拉。
So they angrily they put their anger into Paul and Silas.
又耸动了众人攻击他们。
Use the crowd to attack them.
带他们到当地的官府里。
To bring them before the government
officials. 诬告他们。
And to accuse them.
使官长毒打保罗和希拉。
And the city officials beat them up.
并将他们囚禁在监狱头。
And put them in prison.
从人们的眼光来看
，From the world view，
保罗和希拉做了好事情
，Paul and Silas did a good thing，
反而遭遇了这么大的一个逼迫跟苦难
，But they were persecuted and encountered hardships，
他们肯定是触了霉头，被神所咒诅的人
，So they must have been cursed by God for the result，
但是很奇妙的是
，But an interesting thing was，
保罗和希拉竟然在监狱当中。不顾身上的伤痕痛楚
，despite of their injuries and hardships，
他反倒祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
They were still praying and praising and singing to God。
他们的祷告和歌声引来囚犯们的好奇。
And all the other prisoners were really curious on why they were still praising God。
也侧耳听他们的歌声。
And were listening to them。
就在这时候，地大震动。
At this time, the earthquake happened。
有人解经家这样说。
Some of the people who try to explain the Bible.
保罗和希拉唱得太美了。
The singing was so great.
所以神就在那边打拍子。
So God clapped.
结果地就大震动了。
And then the earthquake happened.
很奇妙的。
But the amazing thing was.
监狱的房子没有倒塌。
The prison did not fall apart.
监狱的牢房的门倒是开了。
But the door was open.
囚犯的锁链也松开了。
All the shackles were put away, were gone.
在这里，我们特别要留意的是什么呢
？What do we want? We should be aware of something here.
保罗和希拉在苦难当中的反应。
Their response when they encounter hardships.
也就是他们虽然先胜在苦难当中，他们仍然可以唱。